Researchers are creating the most detailed and sophisticated atlas of the human brain ever assembled. When completed, the atlas will be available online for scientists to study the human brain with greater precision than ever before. NPR's Michelle Trudeau visited the laboratory of the Human Brain Atlas Project and spoke with the researcher who runs it.
Arthur Toga is a brain cartographer, a modern-day mapmaker fascinated by brains. His office at UCLA is cluttered with brain paraphernalia, posters on the walls of the human brain, stacks of textbooks he's written about the brain. On his desk, rubber brain gag jokes, even a box of golf balls marked with a logo of the brain. Now, though, comes Toga's biggest brain project, making an atlas of the human brain that will display the anatomy and function of that 3-pound pinkish-gray mass of billions of jabbering nerve cells.
The brain itself lives between our ears. It's a 3D organ, and so we can make a model of it. And when we say a model, it's a mathematical representation that you can look at.
Making such a three-dimensional atlas of the brain is an audacious enterprise, so far costing $15 million. But, says Toga, it's a project much needed to replace the current atlas.
The old atlas, the one that's most commonly used in science and clinically as well, is the Tallarak Atlas. It's by a French neurosurgeon that was based upon a single woman, one person.
One brain.
One brain. And so the notion is that woman representative of everybody on this planet?
Probably not, says Toga, which is why the new atlas will be based on brain scans of 7,000 healthy individuals from 9 different countries, creating a visual and statistical model of the brain. When completed, Toga predicts finishing this phase in a couple of years, clinicians will be able to go online and interact with the 3D atlas, comparing, contrasting all sorts of information about the human brain with customized maps categorized by age, gender, genetic background, and more.
It also gives us a wonderful database to compare diseased populations with. So we have a group of schizophrenics or a group with Alzheimer's disease. We can compare those to our large and ever-growing database of normals.
Which will hopefully help doctors diagnose and treat patients with greater speed and accuracy. Down the hall from his office is where it all happens. Tens of thousands of brain images from collaborating researchers are sent digitally here to Toga's lab in a matter of seconds.
So this is a room that houses a bunch of supercomputers.
A stark white room about 20 by 30, banks of sleek black computers the size of industrial refrigerators, with a model name Reality Monster across their front panels. This is the nerve center of the Atlas Project, where the data from the brain scans of subjects are stored, analyzed, transformed.
These are machines which are used to combine all of the subjects together into these various atlases. These machines are designed specifically to visualize the data because everything's visual for us. So we make models that we can look at, interact with.
It's a little different than my laptop.
A little different than your laptop, yeah. You're standing in a room with about $9.5 million worth of silicon pumping electricity through it.
Then these data travel across the room to a gleaming white structure, standing floor to ceiling with a big picture window in its side. This is the central library for the Atlas Project. Inside it, you can see a robotic librarian store, categorize, and shelve thick cartridges of data. As we walk toward it, Toga's scientific objectivity gives way to pure delight at watching his new toy.
And if you look at it, it looks almost human. And you see the little head on this thing, you know, he kind of sniffs around at the cartridge, seems to read it, and puts things back in a way. It's fascinating to watch. I can watch it for a long time because it looks so human-like sometimes.
Looks like an old-fashioned jukebox.
That's exactly what it is. This is an old-fashioned jukebox that holds 100 terabytes of data. And a terabyte is 1,000 gigabytes, which is 1,000 megabytes, which is 1,000 kilobytes, which is 1,000 bytes. It's a lot of data.
At any one time, adds Toga, about 50 researchers from around the world are interacting with this computer, feeding it brain scans of people from Finland, Australia, Japan, and other countries, so that with the sheer brawn of this supercomputer, coupled with the exacting and imaginative minds of Arthur Toga and many other neuroscientists, a new and dynamic view of the human brain is being created. Michelle Trudeau, NPR News.